Now, 12 minutes gone past the hour of 9 o'clock. We started our conversation this morning inside Rivers, and yes, again, it's one of those business or economic type conversations. But it's one that I have to say that it is leaving a bad taste in the mouth, right? It truly is leaving a bad taste in the mouth. Now, a few weeks ago, a couple of weeks ago, I was at an event, and one of the speakers, the keynote speaker, in fact, you know, made mention that, look, we have been very, when he said was referring to the people, to the young people in River State, said they've been very guilty of demarketing River State in the sense that they tend to only put out, or they more often than not put out the negatives about Port Harcourt. That from his standpoint, he opined that Port Harcourt was much safer than Abuja because he got a call from a friend who said, look, I just got robbed in Abuja. Not only did I get robbed, but, you know, it wasn't like they robbed me. I said, oh, thank you very much. I received some punches. And then before that, right, a few days prior, according to him, that, you know, he overheard, you know, someone said, oh, in Abuja, right there in Abuja, close to the Wuse area, somebody got stabbed. So Abuja is also having a big issue. If you remember, last week, the Senate had to call the service chiefs to and the security agents to talk about what's going on in Abuja and how, you know, they can remediate the, in quotes, failing security situation, in quotes. Now, let's come back to Port Harcourt, because just after that event, I got to hear from someone else in Abuja who was also stabbed. Now, I know on a daily basis, all over the world, people get robbed, people get carjacked, people get kidnapped. Sadly, there are murders, sadly, all right? You have petty theft, you know, you have, you know, pilfering, and, you know, a little of the shoplifting here and there. But what happened just about 2 days ago, about 48 hours ago, you know, has got a lot of people, you know, genuinely worried. We're talking about the spate of robberies in Port Harcourt. And if you listen to the news, you know, three men were killed by gunmen at three different locations in Port Harcourt. Now, one of them, an e-hailing driver, in fact, before we got that report on, I received a report from one of those e-hailing drivers who said, ah, Jude, something is wrong, that for the past 1 month, a lot of e-hailing drivers had been attacked. And, you know, when people make these comments, you know, you have to be very careful, because we know that some people can exaggerate, not because they want to blow it out of proportion, but, you know, it's the style of speaking. You know, like, do you have definitive numbers? You know, let's work with some specificity here, please. But we got news, and then obviously one of our correspondents, Emeka Otuka, you know, got to interview, very sadly, you know, a family member, Mrs. Daniel. Take a listen to this, please.
So yesterday he told me that he let him go and correct the tracker. So his way coming back, it's like he carry a passenger because he's a boat driver. So I was at home around 7:30. Someone called me that I should start coming to VMH. So when I reached VMH, I said, shout him, where is my husband? They said they will show me. After everything, they told me that Aroba shot him, and they took the car along the line because of the tracker. The car stops. So I want government to help me to find the people that shot him down.
It's one of those things that every mother, every wife, every son, every father does not want to hear. But sadly, she got to hear it. But now, it's now becoming worrisome in Port Harcourt. Let's take a listen to, you know, someone who's talked about the violence against e-hailing drivers.
We are having serious challenge about security in the night and the day. Many of our drivers are being kidnapped, take over their car. In a couple of 1 week now, we are having at least 5 records of killing of e-hailing boat drivers. We are no longer comfortable with it. In River State alone, we have 6,000 drivers operating at night. But out of the 6,000, every night we must have one incident on another. Many police stations know about it. Please, we call of the Commissioner of Police to come for our rescue. We are molested in different ways. We are being tortured.
All right, so now we get to my question. How should these car snatching scenarios be addressed? Because once again, I know some people are going to come out like, oh, we are demarketing River State. But no, if you just for the sake, right, of the sanctity of life, if you sit down and ask, there's no war, but yet in one night. Three, four. It's almost as though, you know, a large number of, you know, assailants decided that, okay, you know what, today we're going to operate full scale. And that's worrisome. Very worrisome. So what tips do you think you can share? What are the things that you think, you know, is imperative? Because I do know that, you know, because of the forex exchange issues, a lot of people are now, you know, looking for ways to manage their vehicles or even get new vehicles locally sourced. So in quotes, the Nigerian use is what a lot of people want to get. And there are certain vehicles that are top on the list for, in quote, criminals. All right. Number one, the Toyota Corolla. Almost any model, particularly from 2008 down to 2012 and 14. The newer ones, yeah, they don't really need them because not a lot of people have them. But that's where we find ourselves. The same year model range for the Toyota Camry, all right? So the Camry, the Corolla are the two most sought after vehicles by these criminals. And then third on the list is the Toyota Sienna. So basically, a lot of Toyota vehicles. It is vexing, to say the least.
Stimulating and insightful conversations. Hello, Podhakat. 92.3 Nigeria United. Let's talk.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
So, as always, number to call, 017-923-0002, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. And then you can get onto social media at Nigeria Info PH. Well, let's get to read your text message and your thoughts on the conversation at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on X. That's Twitter. Mazi is in GRE. Mazi, good morning to you, please.
Good morning,
Mazi.
My suggestion is that I don't think I think they keep on finding a way to break track people's cars that they can, all that. For me, I have a suggestion. But certainly, the government should do something about someone registering vehicles. Our vehicles, car papers are not anything like that. It's kind of I cannot be able to come and do the ownership just like that without calling the real owner of that car, making sure that chassis number cannot be changed. And the number of the owner of the car and maybe another, next of kin, like wife or whatever number will be there. It can't just change anyhow like that. I don't know why this thing should be happening. I think this will be the best way, because when you see that if you take a car, you cannot be able to change it or you cannot be able to do anything with it. Even when you are with the car, if police caught you on the way, they ask you about that ID. If you bring it out, they can be able to see the phone number of that person and call. Even if the person sends you an errand, they can call the person and say, you send such a person an errand. I think that thing will really help us. Because I just keep on breaking up people's these trackers and all that. So I think this will really help. This is my only two suggestions.
All right. Thank you very much, Mazi. Dele is on the line. Before we get to speak to Dele, Tari in Port Harcourt is saying on WhatsApp that I condemn the killing of e-hailing cab drivers. I suggest that e-hailing companies should do more on KYC of their customers. It is too easy for customers to sign up without proper verification. They should start asking for NIN, BVN, and so on. Tari, that's his view. And there is a very good reason why. I'll tell you a bit more after we hear from Dele. Dele is speaking to us from Woji. Dele, good morning to you, please.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Dele.
How are you?
Very well. Thank you for joining us, please.
Okay. So, my suggestion is this. There should be cameras installed in the vehicles such that once a passenger comes in, is captured. And I also think a passenger should identify himself so that the names that they give on the application should be the name on the ID card.
Mm.
So that way you can fully identify who came into the vehicle.
Yes.
And also, I think there should be some kind of notification in the vehicle that says to the passenger that you have been videoed.
Mm.
You know, I think that will serve as a deterrent, you know, to any kind of robbery.
Oh, Dele, thank you very much. Yona is speaking to us from Diobu. Yona, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, sir. I want to speak on this car snatching.
Mm.
The issue is that most of these persons, when they steal this car, they'll go to where to butcher and they're dismantling. And no proper documentation. So these things are just going on and continuously. The authority are not regulating it, and that's why it will continue to increase. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. I know a little bit about, you know, mechanics and the car business, and yes, there is truth to that. But I have, or I'll share this later on. We have Chris on the line. We just get to speak to Chris for a minute, if we can. Chris is speaking to us from Rumu Biakani. Chris, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning, Chris.
For me, the any driver should have a particular car, special for their kind of work. If you like, you can say, you know, just a particular car, not all these other ones that are having on our, so that if anything like that happens, it will be easy to identify. Because this very one that the criminals are looking for, there's no way, there's nothing you will do. Mm-hmm. Maybe they know why they are going after this kind of car. So they should change for a particular type of car, so that all these car snatching will stop. That is why, because it's not the people they are targeting, but the car itself.
Very
that
true. All right. Thank you very much. But unfortunately, you can't just tell people not to get a particular car, because one, you know, looking at the cost, and then we live in a very serious period in human history with high inflation, and all over the world, by the way, even in America, Americans are not even buying new cars right now. There's a serious problem. Manufacturers cannot sell their cars because people are not buying their cars. People paid over market price about 2-3 years ago when cars were a bit scarce due to COVID. Now they are reaping the problems. So yeah, you can't just say go and buy a little car. It's difficult. Hello, Butaka returns.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Podhackers.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome back to the show. This is Nigeria Info.
92.3 Nigeria Info. 27 minutes gone past the hour. It's almost 28 minutes. Actually, 10 seconds before 28 minutes gone past the hour of 9 o'clock. Greetings to you and welcome to Hello Port Harcourt. My name is Jude, the Dude, or Mamigbe. And it's a bit of a heavy conversation this morning. And I can understand how a lot of you who are listening right now are probably emotive about the scenario that is facing drivers in Port Harcourt. Now, once again, it is not something that is just peculiar to Port Harcourt. It happens all over the world. In fact, some cities have it way worse than Port Harcourt. If I'm not mistaken, about a decade ago, or just half a decade ago, Cape Town, in fact, the whole of South Africa, was regarded as a carjacking city, carjacking capital of the world, where, you know, a car was virtually stolen, you know, every 4 minutes or so, if my memory serves me correct. So it's really bad right there. And we are not saying that it should be condoned, because we're not getting the numbers that they have in South Africa or in Mexico. Doesn't mean we should, as it were, relax. Because in recent times, why this is very worrying is because there have been fatalities. You know, people who are just trying to do their business, trying to get, you know, like we like to say in this part of the world, they are daily 2K. They don't want to stress anybody. They're only being respectful, law-abiding citizens. And now, unfortunately, they've had this very sad experience come at their doorstep. So what exactly do you think, what are the suggestions you think should be done? Whether it's from the security agencies, whether it's from the companies, or even they themselves. Because sometimes, I know some people who would, you know, because of the economic times, and I see them at night. You know, we had a conversation about this, where from about 6:30 in the evening, you just tend to see very rather nicer looking cars who would say, hey, I'm going this way. Are you willing to join in? You pay so and so. You also get to see people at the major junctions who are traveling interstate or out of state, you know, rather than going to the bus park and the bus terminal where they'll pay maybe 10 or 8,000 naira to get to Warri these days. They'll rather stop someone on the road who's going to take 5 or 6,000 because the person already has fuel. These are the ways people are engaged in right now to try and mitigate the financial crisis that we are all facing, talking about the double-digit inflation. And so for this to happen in Port Harcourt and to happen on this scale and frequency is definitely a call for concern. What do you think should be done?
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
So 0179230002, 0179230007, 0817923000002, 0817923000007. At Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X. That's Twitter. At Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X. All right. So follow and then drop your comments on the subject matter. Jones Peace on Facebook says car owners should install car trackers and security. There are cars that won't drive for long distance until you turn on the security, and also use one corporate as a scapegoat. Others will learn. Good morning, Jude. Zion speaking to us from GRH. Zion, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, good morning to you. My family once had an issue like this, and we managed to track the car and got one or two buyers, even the people, but the particular guys that pulled it, we could not arrest them. Even with the Nigerian police, these are the truths they will not tell people like you. There are environments Nigerian police cannot go to arrest people here in River State.
Why?
Okay. That is a big question which we are still asking up till today. Why? Why can't you go there to arrest somebody? The matter was with the C4I at Jibutia. You know how much we spent even to report this case? Every day we are paying money. That is why people don't report this.
I'm sorry, what are you paying money for, please?
That is the question. Logistics, we want to go here. We want to do this. Do you know that even tracking, they could not even track it? I tracked that car. Mr. Zion, I did it. These are reported cases. What about the unreported? That is why I'm calling on the River State government. If you like it or not, we should bring back our local vigilantes. The local vigilantes, from 8 o'clock, they will start their operation. I want to see a nightlife in Port Harcourt. I want a river state of a 24-hour economy, but we need security. If we will not adopt local vigilantes, expecting the Nigerian police, you will keep hearing this kind of complaints and calls on your program. It's not your car. If you like, use the biggest car. If they are coming for you, they will come for you. Because the police is not there for you. I am not saying this because of... I'm saying because I am pained. And I'm talking to you. The body of that uncle has not yet been discovered or recovered over a year today. But you know where these guys are. We have tracked them to their den in Rivers State. Can't you go there? No, we can't go there because of a particular name. And to be honest, when my brother leave him.
George is in LMA. George, good morning to you, please.
Hello, good morning, Jude.
Good morning, George. Thank you for your patience, please.
I'm calling as an e-driver that works with Bolt, to be precisely. And I can tell you that the company made everything easy for both the safety of the driver and the passenger. Now, on the driver app there, you see a spot where there is SOS. And when you hit the SOS button, it takes you to the local security, which happens to be the police. But the problem we have now is that the police don't respond. I had an issue day before yesterday with some group of guys that booked me at night. Now, when it got to a point where I was supposed to drop them and they pay me, they refused. They rather took me to a different destination where I was almost robbed. But because I picked them from a certain hotel in Lelewa, which I will not mention the name, I left that position and went back to the hotel and drove in there. Then I contact police area command through their control room. I lay my complaint and I demand for police presence there because I know that they're lodging in that hotel. They will definitely come back. It took the young men 3 hours to return to the hotel. And I called the police. Police did not respond. They told me they have sent my number to the nearest police, which is a little one by Oil Mill there. And this was never called until I left that place in the morning. So that is the situation. Then my advice for e-drivers is that we don't book ride for people. They book the ride themselves. They set their destination. And once you start the trip, the road to destination shows on your phone. Stay on track that the bus app is showing you that is the road to your destination. Some riders will tell you, follow your, don't do that. If they book the ride, you don't know their destination, they know their destination and they are playing. You stay on it. And the reason why many of us get robbed like that is that somebody who is going to Rumola, for example, with put their destination at Rumola, when you not get to Rumola, they will say, go front, enter here. When you do that, you are endangering yourself. Let the person end that ride there and book another one to their destination. Every street in Port Harcourt in Nigeria is on that map. Except somebody who does not know how to operate it is the one manipulating it. I just pray for safety. Then my last contribution is that if you have up to 2 million naira to buy a car, it will not cost you 50,000 naira to install a tracker. You don't need to struggle with anybody. If you stop me now and say, give me your car, I will give you the key and go. I'll just go back to my house and before morning, I'll come and carry my car wherever you park it. That's as simple as that. You can't buy a car for 2 million naira, you're struggling to install a tracker for 50,000 naira. It does not make sense to me.
Well, George, thank you very much. Ibiso is speaking to us from Oddly Road. Ibiso, good morning to you, please.
Yes, yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
My own concern about this killing. The hearing company, normally if I book for a ride, I will call or the driver will call. So as you're booking for a ride, the company should have the data of that person that if now you are the driver and I'm booking for a ride, now as I book you, maybe I'll call or let's see that the social and book, they should have the data of the person, the customer that booked for that ride. In case anything happens, they will use that person information to trace the person. And, you know, because someone was talking about people high. In those days of people high, I see little crime, but you cannot just come out and be killing people like that because anything you are doing, where they are spotting you. So I want the security agencies to, you know, come again. And this company that have this app to do that thing I'm talking of. So, no, I'm calling Nigeria Info. Maybe you have here, you are taking my information, my number. So you can use my number to trace me to anywhere. Anyhow, may I disguise myself. So far, that number I'm using, you can use it to my bank and get hold of me. So the company should use another device again to do this because the killing is too much. How can somebody is going for his daily hustle and people will come and kill that person. Just in how many days in Port Harcourt? Killing in a basket, killing in a social way. You understand? It's not the best way. The police, the security agencies should hold their game and do the right thing. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This should up their game. Okay. Charles, speaking to us from Elelewo. Charles, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, Mr. Jude, good morning. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for calling, please.
Okay, I just tuned in now. I'm actually listening to the program, and I want to say it's very disheartening about the recent happening in Port Harcourt. Actually, I'm a boat driver, and for some days now, or probably before yesterday or yesterday, two of our boat driver colleagues were actually shot dead and their cars collected. Yeah, I want to say there are precautionary measures towards all these things. Like the last caller said, boats should do a profiling of the riders. Now, look at how, let me explain further. If you book a ride, at the end of the trip, if you check your mail, they send the mail to you, telling you the amount of the ride. Your mail, you see it there. The same thing should be done on the driver's side. The rider should be profiled. So that peradventure there's anything, if there's a car theft and we happen to know the plate number, we can, from the email address, forward it to boats. Please track this plate number. It's registered to your company. It's a boat driver. Can you please tell us the last person that booked this particular car? It can be done. And from there, we'll get to know the profile of this person that booked the last ride on the driver. And then from there, we'll start tracking. Whereby a rider does not have profile. It's just the phone number of the person. How do you track the person? I don't know if you understand. Just the way drivers have been profiled, you see the person's picture, you see the person's email address, you see the person's phone number. I think there should be another way too of putting NIN, if possible. I know, yes, that some people do it, a kind of secret agent, but there should be a proper profiling of this rider so that this thing will stop. But eventually there's any theft, the thief can easily be tracked and be reported to the police. It's really disheartening, I must tell you, because we are not safe no longer in this in this state. Thank you so very much, Mr. Jude.
Thank you very much, Charles. You too. Please be safe out there. Well, on Facebook, Isisiong Ekanem says, with the plate number, it should be used to track the car. It also says, all car owners should install car trackers. It's become a bit of a necessity these days, all right? And it's not just a Nigerian thing, almost all over the world. Now, did you know, and one of the perks I enjoy with my pastime is to go online, watch reviews about cars, and talk about some of the things and how some of the cars are stolen. Now, one of the most sought after cars, particularly in North America, that would be Canada and the US, right, is the Lexus RX 350. In particular, the models from 2012 down to 2018 and 2019, they're the most sought after cars. Now, if you didn't know this, please take this as free information, because this is one of the things that some of these criminals use to steal your vehicle. Now, from the driver's side, right, the front, that's the driver's side in front where you have the bumper, right, it's a design flaw in that vehicle, from what I've read, where it grants access, right, to the starter motor of that vehicle, talking about the RX 350. So what they usually do is they pull the bumper whilst you are sleeping at night. That's if you are in the US, some people will come and they use programmable keys and they relay your keys. That's what they tell people these days. When you carry your key to your house, don't leave it on the table. Put it in a Faraday cage. That means put it in the place where signals cannot come. So you can put it and use a fall and cover your car key. Nobody will just come and use the road control and they'll get the code off your car. That's one. And two, make sure you install a mobilizer. If you have an RX 350 and you're in Port Harcourt, listen to me. Make sure you have an immobilizer separate from the ignition system. That way, if they're able to jumpstart your car still gets to be turned off. Manny in Rumola, good morning.
Morning, Jude.
Good morning, Manny.
Yes, sir. What I'm considering is that, it's so clear. Like a lot of people have said, if you use your phone, book a boat, and your data will be sent to the movie company and all of that. I have also heard the case that of these armed robbers, what they do is that they rob somebody's phone, first of all. using the person's phone to carry out that crime. They don't use their personal phone. You understand? So by the time they know that they want to do such a thing, they will just rob somebody's phone and then use the phone to book their ride. So tell me, this is the person data that is going to issue, information that is going to issue.
Once again, Manny, you know, in that scenario, there has to be a payment procedure, right? So whose payment plan do they use? You rob somebody's phone. Do you have the person's account details? Can you, you know, transfer money? Oh, dear. That was Apollo's from Andoni. Let's get to read messages on WhatsApp now, please. All right. Good morning, please. People should stop booking rides for someone they do not know. All right. Don't book rides. If someone says, oh, please help me book a ride, you're not quite sure who the person is, don't do that. Right. Now, next one here is, hello, Jude. How is it demarketing River State if the negative comments are true? The reason Abuja is making news to the point of getting the attention of lawmakers is that those incidents are actually unusual. Getting stabbed when it doesn't happen at a one-chance vehicle is very abnormal in Wuse. Regarding e-hailing drivers in Port Harcourt being attacked, is there a way to find out if there's a link between the people who booked the rides before the drivers were attacked? I understand that there can be a splinter group inflicting pockets of violence here and there, but if memory serves me well, there was a time in Port Harcourt, ladies who sell things online were getting killed for their organs in hotels when they went to deliver the orders, and it turned out to be the same person or groups of people carrying out the attacks. Aha. See? This is, you know, people are actually, you know, good with their brains. That's from Anonymous. Ernest is speaking to us from Rumomasi. Ernest, good morning to you, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was once an e-hailing driver. Before my car, I had something, and I'm not in for now. And the truth is that the majority of all these issues is because of our security system. When this e-hailing system in a... Actually, let me go from a point here. You said things happen in other countries. I think we have to... This idea in this country, we have to pull it aside. Because that's what's encouraging a lot of these things. Because obviously it happened in other countries. But when you check the situation system and the way the government take these things, the action they take after these things happen, it's not dealing with our system.
But then imagine
how many days this happen now. What is the outcome? Look at the police officer that was killed in Huda. What's the outcome? So this gives encouragement to these people to do more because this security system is weak. So much corruption in every area of this country. And we are not doing anything about it. Everybody's folding their hands. We just keep calling, we talk about this, we talk about that, and then it's finished. Those guys come back and do more. Because nobody's looking after them. Nobody's looking for them. They sell the car at will. They cruise the money. Nobody's asking question of anybody. How did you get money? How did you get a car? Nobody's asking question of like, yes. Nobody cares. Because our leaders are in it. So, truth is that this whole thing to all of us generally, including the media, the security system, the general masses, everybody is involved in this. Until we wake up as a people and stand on our ground and say, corruption or this pattern of life cannot work, everybody must be on our feet. That is the only way. Because the security system, we keep talking. Nothing will happen. Quote me. Take it from nothing next year. We just keep talking and nothing will happen. Because I don't know how to put it. The corruption system is so high that you don't know how to place it. You can hear what I'm telling you now. And it's a fact. If you call a policeman that you're in room Christian, so say you're in room Christian. The policeman will not show up. He will not show up. My friend was robbed day before yesterday.
Oh, dear.
In room Christian. His phones were taken from him. You cannot come out in room Christian by that kind of 5:30. You're at your own risk. And the policeman will have police at a limbo. Oh, yeah, me. If you see driving on daytime, arresting people, but in the night, where they can do their job, you will not see them. You can come to OEME. I know you are here of OEME. Since you have been in Port Harcourt, you know of OEME.
Yeah.
You cannot walk in OEME by after 7, 8, 9. You are aware of that now. What has been done? Nothing has been done. We have been talking about it. You know, we are not talking enough. So the truth is that we demand that we have to wake up. We have to hold our leaders. See, I pray for this country. I just pray for us. We are joking. Thank you.
Ernest, thank you very much. can understand his tirade there, won't you? Okay, all right, moving on. Greetings to you, Jude. This is on WhatsApp, by the way. It is quite unfortunate that crimes and criminality are on the increase in River State, and this is the aftermath of the past elections where the politicians created these monsters, but the people are today bearing the brunt. And until those who created these monsters grant them amnesty to retrieve these guns, this issue of car theft and killings will continue. Chile Edwin. But Chile, this narrative, are you sure it's not being overflogged and probably become cliche and maybe the excuse for laxity on the part of the security outfits that, oh, it's the politicians that give them, elections have ended, and whenever elections end, you have crime coming up? That's not exactly true, is it now? It's been the narrative for as long as I remember. Okay, I've actively covered three elections, if I'm not mistaken now. Yeah, two elections now, right? That's the 2015 elections. Or was it 2019 elections and this elections, all right? So I actively covered two elections. And it's the same thing. Oh, after elections, the boys, they have the guns. And It can't be the case that, oh, it's because the politicians gave them guns or ammunition, so now there's no more money coming through. They now have to work, to survive. No. But I'm not saying it isn't. But I'm just saying, but isn't that overflogged? Are we not using that as the excuse? Okay. All right. All right, somebody's saying, be informed that the SIM card they used to even book the rights, the criminals normally destroy the SIM card upon pulling the hit. Now, you see, this is one of the brilliant things about technology. Once again, it all comes down to how much we are able to leverage on the information that we have. Let me read this comment, all right? All right, Jude, the government is contributing little to our safety. If not God, join me and say, God, into your hands we commit our spirit. Chris Onyewayani with that comment. Jude, what Mr. George said is the truth. I have a cousin who does both, to be precise, and he showed me that the SOS button on their app. The problem is that the nearest police station, which is supposed to respond quickly, will not respond. Maybe the EALE company should start getting a security camera in each car, if possible, or a special officer to go with the drivers. That's not possible for 6,000 vehicles. That's a logistical nightmare. And says that for the passengers, their name should be provided alongside their pictures to keep everyone safe and know what to do if this happens. Richard is on the line from Garrison. Richard, good morning to you, please.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Ajit.
Good morning, Richard.
Yes, I think I would like to be a part of this conversation.
Go on, please.
I think, like one previous caller saying, I think if you can go back to that security, look at security, it should be a long way in helping. At least to resolve this crime a bit. Because they are talking about to call police at a particular time. Nigerian police, they will never respond. They will not respond.
But that's, Richard, I have to challenge that because I have called the Nigerian police several times and they have responded.
That is you calling it. That is you. How about that? Can they respond to others? That's a problem. You call them, they responded to you because they know who are. You know that you are in the media, you can maybe you can castigate them on an about order honorary Nigeria, common Nigeria. We are not in the media house. About us. Okay, the man that they shot at my one now was not a new driver.
It was just a mechanic.
So you understand, we should go back to our security, to our vigilance, look at security. And also, this is our government. They are not helping matter.
Okay. All right. Temple is in my one park. We have Braden Garrison. Temple, let's quickly hear from you, please.
Good morning. The very distinguished. You guys, this morning.
Good morning.
I think as much as I'm concerned, every time we call on the government, I know has been doing his part. We are talking about, policing, maximum policing. Go to all the police stations, which I also said in the morning. Police officers have deviated from their core mandate. We are talking about routine patrol. After routine patrol, in ensuring that lives and properties are being protected. What are the police officers doing? Every police station you pass between the hour of 7, 8, 9, 10 p.m. in the evening, they are busy here collecting money in front of their police station.
Temple very upset there. Braid is in Garrison. Braid, I'm going to give you a minute, please.
Thank you very much, my beloved brother.
Good morning, please.
For me, in the 80s, there is maximum security. You do everything at ease. In the evening, even if it is midnight, you can walk. There is any harassment, no problem. But for today, I think the police has behaved a little bit. And also the government does not also help matters. Because the police in the city today, there is also two blood cells that run through them.
Mm.
They're also human. But they were not also equipped with the necessary equipment.
Mm.
So you should, the government should be able to equip them. Because a lot of security force is being casted away.
It's not
accounted for. So let us equip the police, give them the necessary backing. Also, we should be able to police ourselves.
Well, all right, so, Brett, apologies. We have to go to break. But I think I like the bit about policing yourselves. We'll be back.
The show continues after this break on Nigeria Info. We are back. This is your number one talk station. Nigeria Info.
All right, so welcome back. 2 minutes before the news, and I'd like to wrap up with reading one or two comments here and warnings. This one here says, hi, Joe, good morning. We have technology, and it's sad that we're not making adequate use of technology. We have a lot of database in this country, and all they need to do is to be linked. Cars and owners can be linked by just their NIN or BVM, and that's a simple procedure. All you have to do is, if a car is missing and it's not with the right person, a query should be sent just the way it's done in America. It's called an APB. I need to put that out. I have seen that. All right. That's from Julius. All right. So please, once again, you one can never be too safe. It is with sadness that we get to hear and talk about these things. And we do hope that some of the suggestions made, you know, do get to be implemented. But you have your bits to carry on right now. And then I think the biggest finger is going to be pointed at probably the largest and most obvious culprit. The security agencies.